Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, Rams fans? Welcome back to Rams Showcase. Tonight, we take a look into the past. Will it hold clues to the future? Plus, one Ram is locked in for 2021, while another will have to wait a few weeks to see action. And later, we answer your fan quesos. Next on Rams Showcase.
Welcome to Rams Showcase on Sports War Radio.
What's going on, Rams fans? Welcome back to Rams Showcase right here on Sports War Radio. I'm your host, Joe Brandon, but you can and should call me Sheriff Joe Bags, and I am laying down the law for you guys tonight. Cool show to get into. Of course, we're talking a little bit of draft history here. Next week is when we're really going to start digging more into basically what I'm going to do, because I'm not a mock draft guy. I'm terrible at them, just like everybody in the universe, but people still pump them out. But what we'll do is we'll take a look at some mock drafts that are out there from some of the bigger names, and we'll kind of talk about them, all right? We'll see how we're vibing on these mock drafts, seeing if we agree. I want your guys' participation here, and or if we disagree, if we like why would you take that guy? This guy knows no what he has no idea what he's talking about. So we'll get into that next week, but we'll do a quick little look back. Really, it's this week is what we're doing is the history of the picks. So. We'll look at 57 overall, who the Rams have selected 57 overall in draft history, as well as 88. So those are the two like bigger, better ones, I guess. I did a little bit more research on some of the later picks, and the names just weren't that dope. In fairness, it happens. The later you get into the draft, typically the less dope the names are. Of course, you do have those sleepers and everything like that, but again, guys, I have no shame in my game, and simple truths are that I'm the only person here at Rams Showcase, and I don't really follow college football or the draft that much. So my content, as far as that goes, we're working on it, all right? We're trying to get there, but we require some outside help there. So I take a look at some other things. I have conversations with other Rams fans, and that's kind of how I run draft stuff. Just because I just don't care, really. I mean, and I guess that sounds bad, probably, but I'm supposed to be super into it, right? But the draft is to me, that's just like a relaxed thing. And also, I mean, most of those players don't do anything worth a while in the NFL. So it's like, I mean, I don't know. And I guess I think part of it, too, is like the letdowns. So many letdowns of like being so excited for guys like Ty Hill and Alex Barron and like guys like that, that it was just kind of, it kind of bummed me out. I'll be honest with you guys. In way cooler news, and something that is awesome, and if you guys missed it yesterday, that's totally cool. This reveal is going to be a lot less exciting than that other one. But I did participate in one of those LA Rams auctions, and it was the coolest one that I found. And my buddy Aaron sent it to me and was like, "You're welcome." And so obviously I bought it right away. And basically, I think it's still up. As far as my knowledge goes, I think it's still available. You can go to therams.com/auctions and pull this up. So basically what I did was I did the Super Bowl jersey, the mystery Super Bowl jersey. And basically what had happened was you pay your money, which is after shipping and everything. I think it comes to $215 even, and if you're interested. I got three people who watched my video yesterday, and they're like, "I'm going to go ahead and do it." They sent me screenshots of their order. Like, nice. So you pay the $215, and then about a week later, you get a jersey in the mail of a Rams player, of a Rams jersey that player wore at Media Day leading up to Super Bowl 53 just a couple years back. So obviously super cool. The first one that I saw from somebody else was Sebastian Joseph Day. Somebody got that jersey. Really cool jersey. And that guy figures to be a starter this year. So actually, I mean, maybe in Super Bowl days, maybe not the best or coolest or whatever. I love Sebastian Joseph Day, SJD all day. I think he's awesome. But now that he's going to be a starter, I think that kind of like hyped that one a little bit. I don't know who got Donald, if anybody yet. Maybe it's still out there. Maybe that's why you need to do it. And I did see Goff got picked, but I think that one's on eBay for like $2,000. Something ridiculous. Anyway, well, so I did a video on my YouTube channel as well as a Facebook Live video of me unboxing mine of my Rams player jersey, my mystery jersey. So, like I said, this reveal is not going to be nearly as awesome as that one, but I did want to show this off again anyway because it's my favorite thing. And I don't have it up yet because I've got a frame on order, so it'll be framed somewhere in the sheriff station. I got to find the little window. There's a little gap back here. Maybe I could put that's obviously way too small, though. So maybe I'll have to rearrange so I can get my Greg Zuerlein jersey up and on the wall of the sheriff station here. So this is what I got. And I am absolutely stoked about it. And this is maybe the best thing I own now. It's a Greg Zuerlein jersey. We photo matched it to him because you can actually tell like there's like a little bit of fraying on the nameplate back here, and so we were able to actually look up some photos from Media Day and photo match this with like the same fraying on the jersey, which is really cool. So Greg Zuerlein was the last person to wear this. I can confirm that I have not worn this. I mean, who knows if get a few beers in me on a random night, if maybe I'm vibing on some Greg Zuerlein jersey. Maybe I feel like this will bring us luck or something like that. Considering one of the reasons that I'll tell you guys this little bit is one of my favorite things about this jersey. I want to make sure it's put nicely, by the way. I don't want to super wrinkle it up. But it's here now. It's on this little table while I wait for my frame. So one thing that because I had like a list of – I had a one-person list of a jersey I did not want, and that was Sean Mannion. No disrespect to you, Sean Mannion. I'm sure you watch my show every single week, so I'm speaking directly to you. And no disrespect, but I just didn't want that one. That was like the only one that I was like – I'd be kind of bummed out if I got that actually. Like it'd be like cool, you know. And then there's like the backup players that like I still like and would love, like, you know, like even guys like, you know, Jameel Demby and like Blake Countess and stuff like that. Like, it would have been, that still would have been cool to me. Manny was the only one I didn't want. I had a list of about eight that I really, really wanted. Mark Barron was at the top of that list. Unfortunate, I know. I did not get Mark Barron, but it's okay because Greg Zuerlein was on that list. In fact, all three teamers won that list. So Jake McQuaid, Johnny Hecker, and Greg Zuerlein were on that list. So the fact that I got Jeezy, I show absolutely no like heartache about this at all. I think that's amazing. I love the fact that I got the Greg Zuerlein jersey. And also, the more I thought about it, it was like, you know what? All right. Not only is this like a worn jersey, young Jeezy had this on, and it's not only that, but he's also second all-time in Rams scoring history, only behind Jeff Wilkins. He's above Mike Lansford. And also, he was the only player to score in that Super Bowl for the Rams. So I mean, I'll take all of that, guys. I will take all of that. But if you guys haven't, make sure you guys head over. It's therams.com/auctions. I do believe they're still available. Like I said, my buddy got one today. He sent me the screenshot of his order. We're trying to maybe work out a deal. If he gets Mark Barron, maybe we could do something. But also, I wanted Jeezy too. So I don't know, guys. I'm pretty locked in. Let's go ahead and I'll hop into like the actual show now. Now that I was able to, I've not been able to stop like looking at it. It's so cool, guys. I love it. The fact that the Rams were able to go to the Super Bowl in my adult life has been the best thing that's happened to me, I think. All right, let's move on to some news. So these are just some roster news for you guys. Some updates that have happened. It's a very slow news time right now because we're doing, it's a lot of draft prep for teams. So As far as like signings and stuff like that, that's fading off now. And now we're looking into the draft stuff, but we do have a couple of things that have happened. So first we'll start with cornerback Tyreek McGee has been suspended for 5 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy, PEDs. He was physically enhancing his performance with drugs, and you can't do that in this NFL. I'm guessing this is, by the way, 5 games instead of 4 because of the extension to the schedule. I haven't confirmed that, but I think that that's what's happening here, because 4 games used to be 25% of the season that you would lose. So I think they wanted to kind of keep that a little bit. And also, I mean, if you're going to increase the season, I think that increasing the punishments, I think it makes sense. You can't enhance your performance with drugs, man. So either way, Tyreek McGee, he will be out for the first 5 games, and he is forfeiting $183,000, a little over $183,000 in those games, in those suspensions. I'll be honest with you guys, I feel like this just means he's not going to be a Ram when the season starts. I don't know for sure. I've said that in the past, and that guy was able to hang on, but then, you know, 2 or 3 games into being back, I think it was cut. I can't remember who this was. I mean, this is going to be season 6 that I'm covering on Ram Showcase alone. So I think season 8 total that I'm actually covering as far as that. So I don't know. I lose track sometimes. But yeah, Tyreek McGee. So I do believe that corner is something that the Rams will address via the draft. And there's 2 positions that I really feel confident that the Rams are going to address via the draft. And I do think that's cornerback. And I also think that's center. We'll talk about center position. I do have a fan case so that revolves around that. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But really, it's the fact that we have 2 guys that are kind of unproven right now on our roster as far as the center position goes. So I do think that could be addressed if for no other reason than to create a battle. So I think that's very realistic. But Tyreek McGee making me a little bit more confident that cornerback will be a position addressed via the NFL draft later this month. It's coming up, guys. I'm doing a bad job of doing my prep, but we'll get pretty heavy next week. Actually, I've already started some prep next week, so yeah, we'll get some good stuff going. My other one though is about one of those centers, and that's Coleman Shelton. He did officially sign his ERFA, his exclusive rights free agency tender, so he is now officially going to be on the roster for the 2021 season. This is a low enough deal that I don't see why he would be cut. But also, I want to address, you know, I know I have a queso about this. I'm just going to talk about it now. I do think that Coleman Shelton has a very real chance at starting at center for the LA Rams this year. And the reason that is because if the Rams go draft, we've seen Sean McVay not really play a lot of rookies. That's why I expect a big jump from Van Jefferson this year. Cam Akers, of course, he did have a decent amount of playing time in his rookie season last year, but Van Jefferson did not. And I do anticipate that role being a little bit extended, especially with, I mean, if you consider age and injury history of DeSean Jackson, I do think that that's something that could happen with Jefferson as he gets a little bit more playing time. And then, of course, we did see the safeties last year, Burgess and Fuller. They got a decent amount of playing time. And I'm not saying that Sean McVay refuses to play rookies. I think that he likes to have a little bit of a redshirt year where you don't absolutely have to rely on rookies to be able to carry your team, that you can have your veterans while this guy is like understanding the game and understanding what's happening out here. And he's getting coached on the sideline and all that stuff. He's looking at his Microsoft Surface, you know, and checking out plays and all that. So I think it's all relevant. And Coleman Shelton, though, I think that he's been around long enough. Of course, we did lose Aaron Cromer. That is a hurt to the Rams offense. But Coleman Shelton is not only slimmer, but he's also taller than Brian Allen. I think he's about 25 pounds lighter than Brian Allen, but like 3 inches taller. And I think that just helps out the Rams. And the way that the Rams offense operates and the way that we're fast and pretty horizontal at the start of the play, before we go vertical, especially on the ground game, it's a lot of zone stuff where we go horizontal and then you see the gap and then it goes vertical. So I think that Coleman Shelton's build I think that that just kind of plays into that a little bit where, I mean, center pulls are difficult to pull off, especially depending on the defensive alignment. But I think Coleman Shelton is a guy that could do that a lot easier than Brian Allen. And he's, I would say he's more athletic. I haven't seen a lot of Brian Allen over the last year or so because he wasn't playing. But, and so he's coming off injury 2019, doesn't really play 2020. And now we're in a situation where he might have to start again. And I'll be honest, the Rams offensive line got better when Brian Allen went out. So I'm not necessarily stoked to see him start, but his experience at that position also does help. And also, like I said before on this show, is 2019 Sheriff Joe Bags is not as good as 2021 Sheriff Joe Bags doing the show. So, I mean, that's his job, and this is not, I have a day job, I mean, you know, so that's his job, and it is his job to get better at that position, especially when he wasn't playing that well. So I do anticipate that that's happened. How much better did he get? I don't know. We got to wait and see. I mean, I can't answer that question. No one can answer that question. I'm sure most coaches can't even answer that question. During the season, your starters are playing. We didn't have a real training camp last year. You know, we were all doing virtual meetings and stuff, so yeah, that's kind of where the center position's at. I'll touch on that again later in the fan case us, because I think it's relevant. And that's a position that we're looking to address and solidify a starter at. So I think all the other positions, especially on offense, are set. So I'm thinking that we're pretty much set everywhere. Just that center position does have a question mark there. So hopefully that gets addressed. And I'm pulling for Coleman Shelton, but that's only because I just think he's a better player from what I know. My limited knowledge, my limited capacity of being able to evaluate these guys, way less than the coaching staff, would tell me that I would like Coleman Shelton. But like I said, Brian Allen, I'm sure he's gotten a lot better, so I would like to see him out on the field. Let's move on here. So the NFL draft coming up, it's later this month. We all know that, and We're getting there. So the Rams do, their first pick is scheduled to be 57. We've seen this happen before where we like almost get a pick and then trade back again, which is fine with me. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all. Like I said, the draft is, it's super hit or miss. It you can't guarantee any player. If there's one guarantee player this year, I wouldn't even say it's Trevor Lawrence. I would say it's Pitts. But that's just this year. And also Sewell. I mean, I think those two are kind of more locks. If anybody could pull off, I know it's impossible, but if you could pull off getting Pitts, Sewell, and Lawrence, you'd be set. You would be super set. Those are like the three that everyone's confident in. Everybody else is a toss-up, honestly. Everybody else is a toss-up. I think that whoever goes to the Jets fails. That's not a personal attack on the Jets. I'm sorry, Paul, but I don't think they're going into a good situation, and I don't trust Wilson enough to turn that franchise around, so I think he's going to fall flat. I think that whoever the 49ers get will be one of the better quarterbacks out of this draft simply because of their situation. They have the most weapons. They have the best coaching staff for a new quarterback to come into of all the teams that need a quarterback. And they've also got probably the better offensive line of the teams that need a quarterback, and you're talking Jags, Jets, possibly Broncos. I think, well, Panthers not anymore. They just got Darnold. There are teams out there, though. So I don't know. I think that whoever goes to the Jets fails, and I think whoever goes to the Niners does a decent job, at least, unless it's Mac Jones. I don't think longevity-wise. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. Let's talk about the history of the Rams picks at 57. And this is the first time since I've been doing this kind of thing that we actually, the most recent pick was just last year. 57 overall in the 2020 NFL season was wide receiver Van Jefferson out of Florida. So obviously his rookie season did not go how we all, I guess, wanted it to go. But I also think he was just underutilized. And like I said before, I think that changes this year. And part of that is the Josh Reynolds leaving to go to the Titans, and also the age/injury history of a guy like DeSean Jackson. I just think that Van Jefferson gets a little bit more in there than he did last year. But Van Jefferson was the most recent pick for the Rams at 57, which is their first pick this year. Before that, we go back to 2015 in St. Louis, where right tackle Rob Havenstein was drafted 57 overall. He is still on the roster, one of very few St. Louis Rams still on the roster. It's the list is super low now. It's what, Johnny Hecker, it's Rob Havenstein, Aaron Donald. I think that's it now. I think everybody else is gone from the St. Louis Days so far. So we'll see who withstands. I'm hoping Donald, because if we lose Donald and Keith Havenstein, I'll be a little bit sad, you know. But let's see. Before that, you have to go all the way back to 1992. Sheriff Joe Bags is just 1 year old, almost, because the draft isn't after my birthday. So I wasn't even a full year old when Mark Boutte was chosen, the defensive tackle, chosen in the 1992 NFL draft at 57 overall. Before that, 1963. This is pre-Joe's parents, and my parents were born in 67. So this was way before that, a couple years at least. That was running back Joe Auer. It was selected 57 overall for the LA Rams. And then before that, we go to 1957. Dick Enright was selected by the LA Rams. And then before that, 1954, Charlie Allen was selected. And then we go back to 1949, where Charles Reynolds was the 57 overall pick for the Rams as well. And that does round out your 57 overalls. That's all of them. We've got, what is that, seven names here. Seven guys have been selected 57 overall in Rams history, and maybe we'll see number eight this season. And let me know who you guys want the Rams to select at that spot. If you guys want to participate in maybe like a community mocking of the draft, then put your picks down. I'll look at them and stuff like that. Obviously, I always look at the comments. But if you guys drop them, maybe I'll pull them on the screen or something cool, and we'll talk. We'll talk some of your guys' picks, not just the mock drafts of the big name guys, the Daniel Jeremiahs and whatnot. Let's go over to the 88 overall picks. We've only got four in Rams history that the Rams have selected at 88 overall. And the most recent one, we got to go all the way back to 1982. And that was Jeff Gaylord. He was a linebacker. So that was the most recent pick for the Rams at 88 overall. And then, of course, we'll probably see one this year, barring a trade. But when you have Les Make-A-Deal Sneed calling the shots, then there's no guarantees on any of this stuff. So these may not happen. And before that, we go to 1962, so 20 years before kicker Jim Bakken was selected at that 88 spot. Before that, just 1 year before that, 1961, Bobby Smith, a defensive back, was selected there. And before that, the first ever 88 overall pick for the Rams goes to Ray Horde, who was a guard in 1957. So that is those selections. Very light history, especially when you consider the length that the Rams have been around. You know what I mean? It's a long history. And the shortest history lesson that I can give to you guys is obviously the Rams were established in 1937, but there was a 1936 Rams team, but there was only, what was it, two players and one coach that returned from 36 to 37. So they counted as a separate entity. So I mean, obviously, the real number is 37, but 36, there was Rams out there. And it's technically the same team, but it's considered a separate entity by the powers that be, which is the NFL. Let's go into a little fun segment here. And on the others, then we'll go, we'll take a quick break because I need some water. I did not bring it with me here. It's out there. And so I will get that. And then we'll answer some fan quesos. So pretty light show. I mean, like I said, it's nothing too crazy this time around. It's that weird gap of news time right now. We'll get another one in June where there's like, where we like push for segments, you know. That'll be fun though. It'll be fun. A lot of fan quesos in that era. But let's take a look at some, let's go to the Twitter machine. All right, so there's been some tweets that have made me laugh out loud regarding the LA Rams and some of their players. And we'll start with Cam Akers. And this one here, it immediately, like, I get the notification that Cam Akers tweeted, and it just says, I want a girlfriend. And it was like, cool. Like, that's awesome, man. Go out. Go to a bar or something. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not good at getting girlfriends. I don't know how it works. So he posted this, and then the response that you guys can see on your screen. It's like, hey man, don't worry about that. Just buckle down, you know, just give it. And Cam Akers' response is one of the best things. Let me pull it up for myself here because I don't have it on my screen. Let's see here. Oh man, because it like I'm laughing out loud to this, and I'm like sending it to my friends because it's hilarious to me. So let's see, where did this one go? We're not doing a good job of finding this. Let's see. Oh, here it is. It was in a different folder here. So there's a, I want a girlfriend, man. And a response goes, I'm pushing 30, never had one. Chase that money in your dream, man. A girl will come along eventually. Just trying to be inspirational, Cam. All right? he was just trying to be a bro. Cam Akers' response, though, absolutely killed me. With all due respect, I'm not trying to be like you, bro. That's absolute gold. I love that one. But I'll be honest with you guys, that wasn't even the funniest tweet from a Rams player this week. Let me pull up this other one. Let me find it first. I keep losing these tweets. There we go. Let's put it up. Jalen Ramsey, DK Metcalf. We know the story of them this year. Jalen and DK had three games to battle against each other. And let's just say Jalen Ramsey did a damn good job in all three of those games on making sure that DK didn't rip it open. All right. So DK, I've had a great career so far, and I want to thank my dad for always believing in me. Let's keep working. Love you. That's a beautiful tweet. That's amazing. That's wholesome. Wholesome. But Jalen Ramsey is DK Metcalf's father based on those three games this year. So I got you, boy. Much love. That was all. I just needed to share that because I needed to laugh with other people. That's really all that is. I think that's gold. And if you guys see more stuff like this, send it my way. I want to see it. We'll talk about it. We'll have good times. I'm going to get some water into my face. You guys will watch this little quick Aaron Donald snapshots. And then on the other side, we got fan quesos. We got some good ones. So you're going to want to hang out for this. And welcome back in, guys. And well, let's go ahead and hop into our fan quesos. We got some good ones for you guys. And let's see, we got I'm just going to running through here. So not too many, but we got some good ones here. All right, let's go ahead and start. We'll go. We got Cody and Tyler, and then we've got one from. Let's see here. Yeah, we've also got one from David. All right, let's start with David's actually. So, who is your favorite player on our offense currently? I'll leave mine. Woods. Do like Akers though, dude? Bobby Trees is awesome. I'll give you that one for sure. Big fan. I love Bobby Trees, man. He's one of those guys. He's not overly flashy. He doesn't do like anything crazy over the top, but he's got sure hands. He's good after the catch. He's a great route runner. Good dude. I mean, I like that he's not in the media. I like that, you know, he goes from Buffalo to L.A. and doesn't just like eat up being in L.A. and doing crazy stuff. I like that. He's a hard worker and. Dude, I'm glad that he's on our squad, for sure. As far as my favorite player on the offense right now, dude, I'm a big fan of Higbee. I really like Tyler Higbee. I was a big fan of Josh Reynolds. It sucks that he's gone. Woods is up there for sure, and so is Cooper Kupp. I love Cooper Kupp. Me saying that I think that the Rams will trade him, I mean, that's not me saying that I don't like him. I just think it's possible. I still do. I don't know. There's just something in my brain that tells me it's possible. I don't know. Probably not, but who knows? But as far as my favorite offensive player, yeah, I think I'd go Higbee, man. Well, I want to see Stafford and kind of see him out there and see that fire going, you know, because we know he's a tough dude. We know he's going to be exciting for us, but you know, I'm waiting for that to like kind of be like, whoa, cool. I've seen a lot of stuff on Stafford of people being like, I'm just not really. I don't know, guys. He's got to prove it to me. Like, what the hell has he got to prove to you? like, who the hell are you? Like, why does he need like Matthew Stafford's really sitting in the training rooms? He's like, man. He's like that one guy. I'm gonna prove Jeff. Like, he doesn't care, guys. Come on, he's gonna do fine. Anyway. Yeah, I like Higbee, man. Higbee's cool as hell. Let's see here. Cody, chances we start Kaiser. I really like him. Kaiser, he's there, man. I mean, unless somebody comes in and is just like blatantly a starter, then Kaiser and Young seem to be the guys, as far as I can tell. Tyler, let's see, where do you see the Rams going with the inside linebacker / outside linebacker position? I'm not sure I understand the question. Are you talking via draft? Are you talking via free agency? Who's starting that in those roles? Because if I had to give you starters today, I would say Oboe and Flo. Oflo on the edges. That's Obanaya Okoronkwo and Leonard Floyd. And then Kenny Young and Micah Kaiser in the middle there. But Troy Reader does a good job, too. I think that he could push for that. Yeah, but I do think that the guys that are on the roster now are not all the guys we go into the season with. I do think that there is some additions, if that's your question. Tyler, any chance I can buy that leg jersey? Yeah, for $1 billion. Then I just go get another one. Cody, am I the only one that loves Micah Kaiser? No, dude. I've been talking up Kaiser for years, dude. Right here. Right at this desk. Which is the same desk that I've had this entire time that I've done this show. The layout's changed. The apartment's changed. The backing has changed. But, yeah, this desk has always been here. And, no, dude, I loved Kaiser. I've been a Kaiser guy. He's awesome at stopping the run, and I think he's improved against defending the pass, and that was his knock, is defending the pass, and I think he's improving at it. So I think he's doing great, man. Who replaces Abukam? I think it's Oboe, but I also, if Terrell Lewis can stay healthy, I think that he's a candidate for that spot as well. So that's something that I think I like, come back to me now on that question, like come preseason time, because I also, like, I can tell you who I think's better today, but it's also April, and our roster is not complete yet. And when we get into preseason, of course, the starters, we probably won't see them anymore, which I like, because that means everybody who's playing is fighting for either positioning on the depth chart or for a spot on the depth chart. And that makes it exciting to me. Like when guys like, you know, Todd Gurley and Jared Goff are out there, it's like, what the hell is going on here? Like, kind of thing. You know what I mean? So, I mean, obviously Jared Goff, that was a different situation because he was only second year when McVay showed up. But, you know, his rookie season, of course, he did play. I remember seeing him up in Denver. He got into that game for a little bit. Didn't look great, but yeah, either way. But yeah, dude, I would say ask me that closer to preseason time, and maybe we'll know a little bit more. Obviously, training camp, we get a lot of stories that come out. Little things that coaches will say about guys that will lead you, that'll kind of tip you off to certain things. And that's kind of what I do here as the host of Ram Showcases, is listening for those little things, listening for the linebacker coach to say, like, oh, well, you know, this guy's doing a good job. Because even something that little means a lot. Like if a question's asked and that coach thinks of that player, that's a good sign for that player. So it's paying attention to that little stuff too, and so we'll kind of get there closer. But as of today, I would say Okoronkwo is going to take over that role for Abukam, who's now, what is he, a Seahawk now? Gosh, hate that. Anyway, let's see. Next one here from Cody. Just a couple more, actually, guys. This is going to be a quick one. Quick show. This is the first time I had like a round of 30-minute show since the season, really. I usually tend to ramble when it's off-season, so I show no shame in that. I like it. Most underrated current Ram, and then thoughts on Brian Allen potentially starting again. We're going to circle back to that one. Next one here from Cody, because I just want to end on that. Next one here from Cody. Who else are we going to trade to the Lions? Dude, for real, though. Like, for real. Who else is going? Who else is going to Detroit? I wouldn't, like, that's like a spot that I see cup. Like that makes sense. Because Brad Holmes and Jared Goff, I think, would both push for that. Anyway. So, most underrated current Ram and thoughts on Brian Allen potentially starting again. Most underrated current Ram. Maybe Kenny Young. I think it's a linebacker. I would say probably a linebacker. Kenny Young or Micah Kaiser jump out to me. But Terrell Lewis, I think, is very good. He just needs to stay out there. As far as offense goes, I think Coleman Shelton I would put in that range as well, which kind of leads me into your question, thoughts on Brian Allen potentially starting again. I have no issues with it, mainly because what's the point of having an issue with it? But it's, if Brian Allen starts, then I know that the coaching staff saw enough in him to start him again and not address that position elsewhere whether that be Coleman Shelton via the draft or free agency. So that gives me some hope. Like, whoever starts at that spot, especially if it's Brian Allen, that just tells me the coaching staff has not only kept him on the roster despite him not like being a starter and then losing that job, they kept him around, which is a good sign. But also, they haven't just moved on from him now. So, like, that could have been a very easy move on from coming into the offseason. They didn't do that. So they're seeing something there. So there's something there with Brian Allen. What is it? I don't know yet. And like I said, if I was given my choice with my current knowledge today, I would go Shelton. But I don't have all the knowledge that the coaches have. They see these guys every day. They see these guys working out. They see these guys in the film room. They see these guys, you know, just like they have conversations with these guys. I don't. Okay, so for that reason, like I do trust them to make that decision. But even if I didn't, what the hell's the point of not trusting them? Because if you don't trust them, then what? Like, it's like I don't trust McVay to do this. Like, okay, what does that do? Like, what is that? Like, you're gonna like call him and be like, hey man, be like, oh, that's a good point, man. I didn't think about that. Let me go ahead and start Shelton. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So either way, thoughts on Brian Allen potentially starting again. I just do believe that for the Rams and what the Rams do, especially on the ground game, especially like with the zone runs that they do, anything like that, obviously pulling a center is something difficult, but you're not doing that in a zone run. Everybody's just kind of shifting, and then you got, you know, all that. So for the Rams ground game, it's a little bit horizontal and then vertical once a hole's there. And because of their builds, and like I said, I believe it's about a 25-pound difference that Shelton is 25 pounds less than Brian Allen, but 3 inches taller than Brian Allen. I think that plays into the Rams' offensive scheme a little bit better than Brian Allen does. I just think that that's true. And Allen was never mobile in the sense, because he's like over 300 pounds, but he's not very tall. He wasn't very mobile as far as, you know, being able to create that depth and get to the second level. And I remember that was one thing I always had kind of trouble watching him was, you know, he would not get to that second level, get to the linebackers as fast as I wanted him to. And sometimes that did hurt. Sometimes that did hurt Gurley in like 2019 of, you know, hitting that gap, trying to hit that gap. And if this center would have been able to get to the second level, maybe it could have busted out. But it didn't happen. So because of stuff like that is why I would like to see myself, Shelton, play in that role. But again, and I can't state it enough, I don't know what Brian Allen looks like today. The last I saw him play was 2019. That's been a while, so I'm sure he's better now. Maybe he's worse. I don't know what the heck he's doing on his off time. Maybe he's just drinking beers and playing video games. I have no idea. Or maybe he's been working his butt off for the last couple of years, and maybe this guy's ready to go. So we'll see what happens. Most underrated current Ram. I'm still trying to think about it. That's like as I'm talking, that's like going through my head. You know what? No. I want to take back my linebacker answers on you, man. I'm going Matthew Stafford. I think that he might be the current most underrated Ram today. And he is known as like a guy. You know what I mean? So I think that I truly am feeling in my bones that in a couple of years, we're going to be talking about the Matthew Stafford trade, not as like, oh, they got rid of Goff and they sent picks with Goff. You know, it was everybody's initial instinct was like, bad trade for the Rams, whatever. But we got what we wanted, which was out of Goff's contract. So for that reason, I mean, I think that we're going to see in a couple of years, I think we're going to look back on this trade and be like, man, that was one of the better things we've done. I think this is going to go down as one of those trades for the Rams of like, if they wouldn't have done that, they wouldn't have done this. And I don't know what this is. Is that a Super Bowl ring? I don't know yet. We'll see how it unfolds. But I think it's going to be one of those things of like, man, if this was Goff still, this wouldn't have happened. So the Rams won because they got this with Stafford. I don't know if that would have happened with Goff. I think that will be the conversation. Feel free to quote me on that if it's blatantly not. That's fine. That's fine. But I think that Stafford really might be the most underrated LA Ram right now. No one's talking about him. No one's giving him that much credit. I think that the chances of like an MVP push are not unrealistic. I don't know if he'll get it. I mean, there's a lot of really good players in the NFL right now, especially at the quarterback position. And, you know, with what Tom Brady's working with down there in Tampa, what Patrick Mahomes is able to do on a football field is amazing. Lamar Jackson, I think, comes a little bit more back around this season. Allen out in Buffalo, dude, that guy's awesome, man. I think he's got a real shot at it. I mean, there's good players out there right now. And so as far as MVP conversation goes, I'm not willing to do that yet. But I do think that Stafford coming in and being able to work with McVay, I think McVay day one has more confidence in Stafford than he ever did in Jared Goff. And I think that for that reason, we see a level of the McVay offense that we just haven't seen yet. That's going to do it for me, guys. Those are my fan quesos. And that is it. That's Ram Showcase. So, wherever you guys are listening to me, feel free to drop your quesos. If I don't see them or did not answer your fan queso, feel free to yell at me. Just send me a message and be like, hey, jerkwad, answer my question. And then I'll answer it. I promise. But make sure you guys drop them. You can drop them in the comment section on YouTube. You can drop them on my Facebook page. You can send them in messages. I do not need to be following you on Twitter to send me a message. I do get questions that way sometimes. So feel free, guys. Just drop them. Drop them like they're hot. And I will answer them on either. If it's time sensitive, we'll just have a conversation. I'll just talk to you. But if it's not, I'll answer it on the next show. And then you guys can watch me answer your question and say your name on Ram Showcase, like Cody and Tyler and Dave. You guys rock. Love it. I love the fan quesos. It's one of my favorite things to do, honestly. I have a great time with it. But that's going to do it for me. Make sure you guys follow the Ram Showcase on all your favorite social media. That would be at Ram Showcase on Instagram and Twitter. Facebook.com/Ram Showcase. You can follow myself as well at Sheriff Joe Bags on Instagram and Twitter. Facebook.com/Sheriff Joe Bags. Make sure you guys check out the link below to check out Shaw's Customs right now. Only for a couple more weeks, guys. You can get the deal 25% off just for Ram Showcase listeners. Don't tell the others. It's just for Ram Showcase listeners. Ram Showcase 25 is that coupon code, but the link will be down below wherever you guys are listening to me, so make sure you guys check that out. You can get custom stuff. You can get Ram Showcase stuff, like this sick old beer mug that I bought from Josh. I also buy from Josh, guys. It's not that he just, like, sends me free stuff. I support the homies, all right? And if you guys got a business, let me know. Maybe I'll support that homie. The homie watching. So that is going to do it for me. I'm going to brag about my Greg Zuerlein jersey one more time. And this cool gray hat that I got because my dad was in LA for work this week and he brought that back to me. Yeah! Thanks, Dad. You're the man. He's a Chargers fan, though, so he's the fan of our roommates. But yeah, that is going to do it for me. I am Sheriff Joe Bags. This has been Ram Showcase on Sports War Radio. For those of you who aren't Rams fans, our thoughts and prayers are with you. For those of you that are Rams fans, thank you guys so much for listening, and you guys have a great night.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.